When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, right now and use promo code DOGS when you check out. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale, plus you'll get 8 free burgers with your order. And again, use that code DOGS when you check out to get $30 off your order. And Danger Coffee. Get 10% off at dangercoffee.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS. 10% off mold-free, toxin-free, delicious coffee.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. My name is Derek Frisbee from DF Sports, and today we're talking about something that I love. I think it's a lot of fun, and that's the offseason, right? The NFL season is over. The Super Bowl is over. The NFL Combine is in pissing distance, and, you know, we're fully into the offseason, right? We are here, and I know a lot of people don't like the offseason, but for me, I think it's great, right? Players getting brought in, players getting moved, right? Speculation, how's this guy going to work here? How's everything going to work out with this team? Are they going to, you know, like, there's so many things with the offseason. And I think this year is the same. And, you know, for the Browns, interesting offseason as well. I think there are a lot of things that will be fascinating to see how they play out. And one of them being the 2024 NFL draft. So, I love the draft, if that's no secret to any of you who know me. I love the draft, and what we're going to do here today is we're going to talk about the top 10 receivers for the Cleveland Browns in the NFL draft. So I want to clarify first, before we even get into it, what do I mean? I mean, when I rank the top 10, I'm not saying top 10 receivers in the draft. You're not going to see Marvin Harrison Jr. You're not going to see Romo Odunze on this list. This is 10 guys that are in reach for the Cleveland Browns with one of our draft picks, whether if that be, you know, at any point in the draft, right? There are guys on this list that are going to go probably fifth round, fourth round, third round. Like, there's a lot of diversity as far as where these guys are probably going to be picked. So it's not like I just named the top guys. So that's the one thing. Number two, everybody on this list I feel like is an option, meaning if the Browns wanted them, they could get them. They might have to trade up a couple spots, but it's nothing drastic. It's nothing crazy like moving into the first round, right? This might be at the most probably like moving up a few spots in the second round from where we're at currently, right? So that's how I'm breaking this down. And it all comes down to fit, how they fit with the Browns, kind of the criteria that we've seen from Andrew Berry in the past, and just overall, if I think it's a good option, is kind of how I ranked it. So, again, I went through every single player at wide receiver in the NFL draft this year. I ranked every single one of them, top to bottom, and pulled from that list 10 guys that I think the Browns need to have on their list, and that fits for us. So before we talk about that, please be sure to like this video. Drop a comment in the comment section. I want to hear from you. If you don't know some of the names on this list, and you decide to go do some looking on them, come back and let me know what you think. I want to know what you guys think about the guys that I have on this list. Who do you want the Browns to get? And subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on your notifications so you never miss an upload. All right, so with that being said, we are going to go from 10 to 6, and then we're going to go from 5 to 1. So the 10th ranked guy on my list to the number 6 guy, and then we're going to go from the 5th ranked guy on my list to number 1. So we are going to start off first at the number 10 spot. And actually, a couple disclaimers first before we get into the list. A, if you see me looking off to a different direction, my notes are there. So if I'm not looking straight, that's why. Just thought I'd get that out of the way first. And then second of all, I wanted to go through the picks that we have before we even talk about it. So the Browns currently hold 8 picks in the 2024 NFL draft. So we have pick 54 in the second round, 85 in the third round. Then we have 2 fifth round picks, 134 and 154, 2 sixth round picks with pick 204 and pick 207, and then pick 227 in the seventh round. So that's 8 picks. That is 8 picks for the Browns. Again, are we going to keep all of them? What is Andrew Berry going to do? Who knows, right? That's all subject to change. But, you know, I think we've seen from Andrew Berry in the past, if there's a guy that he likes, he's willing to move up. If there's not really anybody they're in love with, they're willing to trade out and trade into next year, trade back, whatever, right? So, again, those are the picks we currently have going into the 2024 NFL draft. So, starting off with my number 10, this guy is somebody that I feel has been really overlooked. This is somebody who is on a stacked team as far as wide receiver position goes. And there's multiple reasons why he's overlooked. And I have him at 10 for a few specific reasons that I'm about to get into. So with that being said, my number 10 out of the University of Washington, Jalen McMillan. So Jalen McMillan is 6'1", 192 pounds. He is 22 years old. Again, there's a lot of reasons why I feel like Jalen McMillan is kind of being overlooked in this draft, right? So let's start off. 2022 season, Jalen McMillan had 79 receptions for 1,098 yards and 9 touchdowns. He averaged 13.9. And then in 2023, you'll notice a big difference here. 45 receptions, 559 yards, 5 touchdowns, 12.4 average. So that's a significant difference. Let's talk about the good things. Jalen McMillan has good speed, explosiveness, tracking ability, and I think he has solid body control. So, starting off with the good things here, how Washington used him, and again, in the NFL, he's going to be a slot receiver, right? He was used in the slot at Washington, right? And this is a receiving core with Romo Odunze, with Jalen Polk, and then McMillan kind of being that third guy, and they used him in the slot. But the skill set that he has, I like a lot. And especially, you know, when you're talking about guys that the Browns could get later on, I think Jalen McMillan could be a guy that the Browns, if you pass up wide receiver with your first 2 picks being your second and third round picks, you know, and maybe with one of these fifth round picks you want to add a receiver, I think McMillan is a good option at that point in the draft. Again, this is a guy at Washington. They used him in the slot, like I mentioned, but they used him over the middle, and they kind of used his speed to mismatch against defenses, right? Where he's not the vocal point, but he is certainly a threat that you have to respect. They used him over the middle. His route running is solid. It's not like the best, but it's really good. I like it a lot. I think it is good enough to translate to the next level. His speed, explosiveness, good enough to translate to the next level. I think his hands are solid. They're not like the best hands in the world by any means, but his tracking ability to find the ball, his body control to come down with it, all things that I like a lot from Jalen McMillan. Again, they're not perfect, but I think it's enough to say that it could translate to the NFL at a decent level, right? I think Jalen McMillan could be a good NFL receiver. So let's talk about the negatives, right? Why did he have such a great 2022 season and then follow it up with kind of a lackluster year this past season on a team, obviously, that was stacked, a team that went to the national title game, got screwed out of, well, we're not going to get into it. But yeah, right? Why was there a significant drop-off? And that's the cons. He has dealt with injuries. His frame is not great. And that's kind of his biggest enemy, is he, when he's healthy, plays at a really high level. You know, and a lot of times coming back off that injury, you know, played with a knee brace that slowed him down a little bit, kind of limited him. But when he's fully good to go, he's good, right? He has the speed. He has everything that he needs. But the frame is a problem. 6'1", 192. Those numbers don't sound horrible, especially considering some of these other guys that I have on my list. It's not a huge difference as far as the weight and the height, right? But how he holds his weight is not great. He's kind of one of these skinnier guys, and at the next level, he's going to have to get in the weight room. He's going to have to be really paid attention to when it comes to the nutrition people, strength and conditioning people, right? If he can get that in check and put on some size, I think he can be really good. I just think some of his concerns are, it's not something I would take a risk on with one of my first two picks, right? And I think he's going to be a guy that's probably going to slip. I could see him going anywhere between like the fourth round and after. You know, and I think especially, again, if the Browns pass on receiver with rounds two or three and they keep these two fifth round picks, I wouldn't be upset if he was one of them. I think he has a lot of potential. I think he was massively overlooked. And I think, you know, if you could put a little size on him, he can do a lot for you. So Jalen McMillan is my number 10. My number 9 is someone that I am absolutely starting to fall in love with, right? This is a great player. This is a guy that is not a popular name. He's not a household name. A lot of people don't really know a whole lot about him, but I'm telling you, gut feeling, this guy's going to be a really good receiver at the next level. And doing a lot of film study on him, diving into him, learning more about him, I'm kind of blown away that he has flown under the radar as much as he is. And, you know, you might ask the question, hey, why is he number 9 on your list? And that is because this receiver draft is insane. Like, this is a historically great receiver draft class. And we've said that the last few years, and yes, they've been really good the last few years, but this year's different. I'm telling you, I've watched every single one of these guys, and everybody on my top 10 here, I would not be surprised if they are at least good, solid receivers at the NFL level, for sure. So, with that being said, I won't beat around the bush anymore. My number 9 receiver for the Cleveland Browns, Javon Baker, UCF. He is 6'1", 208 pounds. He's 21 years old. And for those of you who don't know the name, don't know anything about him, I highly suggest going to watch him, right? Even if he doesn't get picked by the Browns, I'm confident he's going to be a good receiver at the NFL level. And he's fun to watch. He really is. His stats, 2022, 56 receptions, 796 yards, 5 touchdowns, averaged 14.2. 2023 season, 52 receptions, so 4 less receptions, but 1,139 yards, 7 touchdowns, and averaged 21.9. So a huge jump in numbers. Now, don't get that confused. This is not like a one-year wonder situation. He was just special. He was just special. So let's talk about him. He catches everything. He catches everything. He has unreal hands. He's very consistent as far as his catching ability goes. He's got unbelievable body control. Like on tape, some of the ways that he contorts his body and finds a way to catch the football and come down with the football, getting his feet in bounds, it's unreal. And again, for me with receiver at an NFL level, you have to be able to succeed with contested catches. You're not going to be running wide open like you are sometimes in college. And this is a guy that can do it. This is a guy that can do it. He has solid speed. Like, it's not burner speed, but it's good enough, right? He has good enough speed to translate at the NFL level. However, like, he's a guy that I'm fascinated what he's going to run in the 40. Like, he could really, really increase his draft stock for me if he runs really, really well. Now, as far as, like, where I think he will get picked, I think he'll probably be anywhere between, like, a mid to late third at earliest, best case scenario, and after, right? I personally expect him to be like a fourth rounder, right? Maybe Browns get lucky if they stick where they are, get him with one of their fifth round picks if they decide to pass on receiver early. Who knows? But again, catches everything, great body control, good enough speed, and a big thing, he had a great Senior Bowl, which is something that personally I haven't really cared about that much for me personally. But recent history shows, you know, there's some guys that show out in the Senior Bowl that turn out to be really, really good receivers, and especially early on. Look at last year, Puka Nacua, right? Tank Dell. And I'm not saying Javon Baker is one of these guys, but hey, if you perform well at the Senior Bowl, you got to start respecting that a little bit more, or at least in my opinion. So I'm a huge, huge fan of him. So let's talk about the cons, the negatives. He needs some consistency in his routes. He tends to drift through some of his routes. That's really the only complaint that I have with him, is I think sometimes, you know, he kind of gets a little bit lazy with them. And I don't know if that's like a he knows he's not getting the ball type situation there. You know, but if he can improve as a route runner, he can be a really, really good receiver at the next level. I'm a huge fan of him. They have two good receivers there at UCF. But Javon Baker, I think he offers you a lot. And this is a guy with inside-outside versatility, right, which I love. I think that's huge, especially for what the Browns are looking for. I'm not a fan necessarily of just getting a guy who's going to play in the slot, right? I want a guy who can play inside, outside, and Javon Baker is certainly that. I'm a big, big, big fan of Javon Baker.
This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, the 50% off site-wide sale is still happening over at omahasteaks.com/dogs. Head over there today. Make sure you take advantage of this 50% off sale on everything on their website. Plus, go to that URL, /dogs, and you'll get 8 free steak burgers with your order. And then if you use promo code DOGS when you check out, you get $30 off your order. This is a deal you cannot beat, especially with the price of meat and all food and just everything right now is sky high. It's just stupid. But this kind of sale, now this meat is the best stuff you guys can get. I'm telling you right now, I've been talking about it for years. The steaks are my absolute favorite. I love them. The burgers, the jumbo franks, brats, the chicken, the pork, all the seafood. They've got the ready-to-eat meals, desserts. They even have wine and things like that. Just go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, check out everything they have to offer, and make sure that you use promo code DOGS when you check out. Get $30 off your order, plus get 8 free burgers. omahasteaks.com/dogs. Minimum order may apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, my eighth guy on the list, you might recognize this name. He is, well, his last name is a household name for sure. The son of Jerry Rice, Brendan Rice, receiver out of USC. He's 6'3", 209 pounds. He's 21 years old. Now, let's get into the stats first. 2022. He had 39 receptions, 611 yards, 4 touchdowns, 15.7 average. 2023, 45 receptions, 791 yards, 12 touchdowns, 17.6 average. Brendan Rice, he's interesting. He's really interesting. And the reason why I put him on my list is I think he's a certain scenario pick for the Browns if he were to end up here. To me, he's too close to Tillman. I think he is somebody that the Browns aren't necessarily going to look at and want because I think he's too similar to what they already believe Cedric Tillman is and can be. But I put him on my list because I think he's a good player. I think he's a good player. I think he brings you a lot. Now, it's not apples to apples with him and Cedric Tillman. But if the scenario were to happen that he falls in the draft and the Browns don't pick a receiver, I would not be upset at all if the Browns got him after round three, right? This is a guy that I think if you get through round three and he's still there, I wouldn't be mad if the Browns picked him. So some of the pros, he's an explosive threat. He's crazy off the line of scrimmage. He kind of does too much, and that's actually negative. He does struggle a little bit with his release, but he's explosive, right? His movements are explosive and aggressive. He's got really good size. It doesn't necessarily look like it on tape, but his size in comparison to his speed, really, really good. Really, really good. He moves well at his size, being 6'3", 209 pounds. I like that a lot. I like guys who are that big, that can move that fast, that are kind of elusive, I guess is the right word. And the one thing that I really like about him that I think is important at the next level, he works to the quarterback well. Now, again, a lot of people are going to have a lot of opinions on this guy. I have my own. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But Caleb Williams, right? And I could get into a whole hour-long discussion on the Lincoln Riley offense and how you're kind of forced to hold on to the ball. But Caleb Williams, Lincoln Riley offense, USC, a lot of buying time, a lot of trying to open things up downfield. And the one thing that I saw consistently that Brendan Rice did was get open on the scramble drill, right? Get open when Caleb was trying to buy time. He got open, got the ball to him, and he was good at those sorts of things. Now, is he his father? No, he's not, right? This is not a Marvin Harrison Jr. situation here with Brendan Rice, but he is a good player. He's a good player, and I think he'll be good at the next level. He lacks elite stopping ability. You know, this is not a guy that's going to be able to stop on a dime on his route You know, he's got some consistency issues. And again, his release. He does too much at the line of scrimmage, right? I think he tries to get a little too fancy. But I think with good coaching, he can be a good receiver at the next level. And I threw him on my list. Again, I don't think it's the greatest fit, but in terms of the quality of player, if he were to slip, this is a guy that I think the Browns could bring in. You know, I think it would be interesting how he incorporates with the offense, but he'd be something. He would be fun. And I think I like him a lot better than most people do. I do. I think he's going to be a talented receiver in the next level. Honestly, I hate to say this, but I think his biggest problem is the Rice name. Like, if he was Brendan Smith, right, I think people would be talking about him more so what he is and what he's good at. But I think, you know, there's a portion, there's some people out there that hear Jerry Rice's kid, watch him, and say that's not Jerry Rice, right? Which is not fair. It's not fair. So yeah, I think Brendan Rice will be a good player. I like him a lot. I have him number 8 on my list. Moving on to my number 7 player. This is a guy that I'm surprised is not getting talked about a lot. Particularly because he went to arguably the biggest school in the last few years, or at least the last since, like, shoot, I don't even know how long. My whole life, this school has been a dynasty, you could argue. Now, I think that kind of gives away the school. And I'm talking about Jermaine Burton, receiver out of Alabama. He is 6 foot, 194 pounds. He's 22 years old. There is a lot that I really, really like with Jermaine Burton. And I think he would be a fantastic fit in Cleveland in this offense and what we're trying to do here. Stats, 2022, 40 receptions, 677 yards, 7 touchdowns, average 16.9. 2023, 39 receptions, 798 yards, 8 touchdowns, 20.4. 5 average. So, let's talk about it. Jermaine Burton. I'll just say it right off the bat. People can take this for what you will. When I watch Jermaine Burton, I see a lot of Chris Olave in Jermaine Burton. This is a guy who has inside-outside versatility, right? And to be able to play inside and outside at 6 foot, you have to be talented. You have to have a really good skill set. So what is Jermaine Burton's skill set? He's a great route runner. He's a great route runner. He's got good speed, right? Not the fastest, but the combination of as good as a route runner as he is with his speed, he's got great hands, and he adjusts to the ball well. That is special. He's got tools to be one of these players that gets overlooked and not really talked about a whole lot, despite going to a big school. You know, and I think a big part of it is his stats are not eye-popping. It's not like the craziest thing in the world. But at the same time, you know, you got to look at Alabama, and you have to look at what that looked like there. And for me, I like Jalen Milroe a lot. I think he's a really good player. But in terms of what they do at Alabama and the structure of that offense, a lot of it is surrounded by Milroe and his legs. And for better or for worse, you know, that kind of hurts some of these guys in the pass game. So Jermaine Burton, to me, is a guy that I would be thrilled if the Browns got. Just because of what I've seen watching him regular season, what I've seen watching him going back, looking at the tape, I think he's a great fit. I think he's a great fit. He's a guy that could come in and you could play him in the slot. You can play him outside. Again, he's a guy who you can use as a deep threat, but also use him however you want. He's really versatile. That's what I like about him the most. Again, Speed, route running, good hands. Use him. He's really good. And I'm excited to see where he lands. I just think for me, the Kevin Stefanski offense, what we're going to do, I think it's a really good fit. Now, the cons, not great yak, right? He's not going to force missed tackles, but he is, now when I say force missed tackles, I mean physically, right? He's not a guy that's going to run through you. He's a guy that once you get hands on him, he's going to go down. But, you know, in terms of being shifty, it's good enough, and those sorts of things. But if you get contact on him, it is what it is. But I love Jermaine Burton. I think he would be a fantastic option for the Browns if you punt on receiver with your second pick, or with your second round pick, rather, and you go linebacker or defensive tackle. And third round, I think, is fair enough for Jermaine Burton, depending on who's there. Then you kind of, you look at that and you say, man, this is a talented player who you get. So I like Jermaine Burton a lot. I think, again, really good fit. Reminds me a lot of Chris Olave. But at the same time, not going to say he is Chris Olave. I just think there's some similarities there. So Jermaine Burton is my seventh wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. Number six, a guy that, I don't know, I feel weird about it. I like him a lot. I liked him enough to put him at six, ahead of some guys that I really, really like. But I have some major question marks. And my number six guy out of the University of Georgia, the rising star, Ladd McConkey. So Ladd McConkey, 6 foot tall, 185 pounds. He's 22 years old. Stats, 2022, 58 receptions, 762 yards, 7 touchdowns, 13.1 average. And then in 2023, 30 receptions, 478 yards, 2 touchdowns, 15.9 average. Let's talk about it. Ladd McConkey had a great Senior Bowl, and that's why there's conversations about him possibly being a bottom of the first round pick, which, you know, I think is, he's getting way too much hype, in my opinion. We'll see if he actually gets picked as highly as some people think he should be. I think he's more so a guy that's going to be a top-ish second round pick. That's what I think. And again, where the Browns pick, if you really like Ladd McConkey, this is a guy you might have to trade up a little bit in the second round to get. But, all right. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the good. He's an outstanding route runner. Outstanding, right? Talked about Jermaine Burton. Jermaine Burton is a really good route runner. Ladd McConkey is a different type of route runner. He brings unbelievable speed with his route running. And it's sneaky speed. He's a guy you look at and you say, oh, he can't be that fast. But he's really fast. He kind of plays, I hate to use comparisons because, again, every player is different. But, like, I don't know, like Cooper Kupp, sneaky speed, where, you know, you look at him and you're like, you're really, you don't look like you're that fast. And then you're like, whoa, okay, yeah, you are. That's kind of the situation with Ladd McConkey. Like, he just surprises you, right? And let's be honest, he's a New England Patriot, right? This is one of these guys that the Patriots would have fallen in love with and ended up on their team, right? These guys who are slot receivers who come in and play at a high level somehow consistently, right? The Patriots somehow managed to find a bunch of those guys, Julian Edelman obviously being a huge one. But Ladd McConkey, there's a lot to like and there's a lot to dislike. Again, outstanding route runner, sneaky speed, and he catches everything. maybe not everything, but he's got really good hands, which is impressive. His film is fun to watch, but I think there are more cons than people want to admit, right? His size and his frame is horrible. He is 6 foot, 185. People will argue that he plays bigger than he is. Fair enough. But he's been hurt, right? Talked about Jalen McMillan. Guy who's dealt with injuries, a guy who is really talented, but because of the frame, is hurt. And the difference is, you know, when Jalen McMillan came back and was healthy, he kind of performed at a high level quickly again. Ladd McConkey is somebody that came back from injury and had a tendency to, you know, kind of renege that injury, and it didn't go away. It's something that came up again, and that's just stuff that I really don't like. Like, I think he's talented. I think he's really good. I think he's elite when it comes to his route running. I think he's really good speed, catching ability. But I think it's too risky. And also, here's another thing, right? Yes, he catches everything, but here's the deal. Whether if you want to admit it or not, he's limited. He's a slot receiver. He's limited. And slot receivers are great. You know, there certainly are guys who are great at being a slot receiver. And I think Ladd McConkey will be, but I think he's going to be somebody who injuries plague his career. I really do. And I'm not wishing that on Ladd McConkey, but the frame, it's a problem. It is a problem. And he's not great jump ball, contested catch situations. Not great, but again, he had a really, really good Senior Bowl. He had a great Senior Bowl. And kind of the reports coming out where, hey, he was catching everything. So maybe that's not as big as a concern as I kind of make it out to be. But if you're bringing in Ladd McConkey, you're going to get a guy, you know, he's 22 years old. So I want to say he turns 23 around the draft. I could be wrong. I apologize. I don't have that in front of me. But, you know, this is a guy who is going to be a great slot receiver. He's going to be a great route runner, solid speed and hands, but that's what he's going to be. And if you're comfortable with that, fine. But, you know, if you want something more out of him, you're not going to get it. And for me, at the end of the day, that's just, I'm not in love with him. I think the hype around him is a little bit crazy, to be honest. So, yeah, I think he's a really good player. I think he will be a good player. I don't love him for the Browns. I don't think he's necessarily what we're looking for. But again, his route running, his speed and catching ability, all those things are real. All those things are real. And that's why he's number 6 on my list, right? Jermaine Burton, I had him at 7. I love him for all the same reasons, but the difference is between him and Ladd McConkey, Jermaine Burton, you can play inside, outside. You're not doing that with McConkey. You know, and why do you have him at 6 then? I have him at 6 because Ladd McConkey, as great as Jermaine Burton is at route running, as good of a speed and hands as I think he has, McConkey's just better at it, right? That's just it. But there are negatives there, and the negatives for me are not worth investing a lot in him. In my opinion. That's just my opinion. There's going to be people who disagree, you know, and that's fine. That's just everything I watched out of him. The injuries, all those sorts of things, the information diving into him. I personally, if he comes in day one, I think he's a great player, but I think the long term kind of outweighs, you know, the instant impact, if that makes sense. So that's just my opinion, but that is my top, let's see, that's my 10-6 guys for the Cleveland Browns 2024 NFL Draft. Let me know your thoughts on those guys. What do you think? Kind of the back half of the list, some guys that, aren't going to be talked about as much, not going to be mentioned as much, but guys that I think are going to be really good receivers in the NFL and some guys that I think are going to be good fits for the Browns if they come to the Cleveland Browns. So with that being said, let me know your thoughts there. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on your notifications again. My name is Derek Frisby from DF Sports. We will see you in the next one. Go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.